Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. This is Live Talk. I am Kev Stobe.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current situation in Zimbabwe ahead of the forthcoming general elections.
And we will be talking to some Zimbabweans who decided to go home from their bases, be it in America, Britain or South Africa, to contest in the elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com. And if you have just joined us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's harmonized elections.
Of course, the reports are indicating that the situation is calm but tense in some parts of Zimbabwe as the country prepares for crucial general elections set for July 30th. Most of the council, parliamentary and presidential election candidates are on the campaign trail, with some of them saying they've done their best to attract the much-needed people's vote.
Several people living in the diaspora are participating in the elections. Some of them abandoned lucrative jobs in an effort to bring democracy to the Southern African nation, which has been facing serious challenges since it attained independence from British rule in 1980.
The question tonight is, will Zimbabweans in the diaspora fare much better than those who have been domiciled in Zimbabwe?
To join the discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. Yebokambe Mahlabe Zulu, ngingalithola njani lapho khona? Lamhlanje sikhuluma mayelana nodaba oluqakatheke kakhulu olokhetho. Kodwa siyajula phakathi kokhetho khonapho sikhuluma ngezalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ezingena kukhetho lololu oluzayo. Khetho siyakwazi sonke lukhona mhlaka July 30. Nxa sikhuluma ngiye khona manje abantu abaningi bayakhankasa basendaweni yonke yeZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lamhla kade segudu khona ngale lapha kade Charles Bilingongo okuzwele yokuthi abantu bemvotele. Kuzobuya labanye ke bebesendaweni ezitshiyeneyo, umnumzana Emerson Nangagwa behlangana nezisebenzi zikahulumende ezama ukuthi azitshele ukuthi pho kumele kulandele kuyini. Sizwile ke ukuthi sokule 17.5% increase yama-allowances yama-civil servants okwenziwa nguhulumende. Kambe layo uyathenga yini amavoti kumbe hatshi? Kodwa ke sikhulumeni ngezokhetho. Enjani mfundo?
Ongukahamawadiwa nasi tikudira kuti Gibbs tinge tichitaura nezvenyaya yesarudzo kwasara mazuva mashoma-shoma kuti nyika inge ichienda kusarudzo dzakakosha zvikuru. Pasarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika pane vanhu 23 vari kukwikwidza kuti vange vachivhoterwa. Asi vanonzi nevamwe vari kutungamira ndiva Nelson Chamisa veMDC Alliance nava Emerson Mnangagwa vari kutungamira ZANU PF musarudzo idzodzi. Asi tingakanganwe vamwe vakawanda vanokwanisa kushamisawo vanhu musarudzo idzodzi, vakaita sana Dr. Joyce Mujuru vari kutungamira mubatanidzwa wePeople's Rainbow Coalition, Dr. Tokozani Kupe vari kutungamira chimwe chikwata cheMDCT, kunawo vana Dr. Nkosana Moyo, vana Dr. Noah Manyika, nevamwe vakawanda wanda vana Brian Muteki vari kukwikwidzawo imo musarudzo dzakakosha idzodzi. Asi kune zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvanga zviri kunze kwenyika zvakati aiwa nesuwo tida kupinda mudariro imomo, ndokubva zvadzokera kuZimbabwe kuti zviende kunotsvaga rutsigiro. Pane vane chitsama vakafunga kutora nzira iyoyo yekuti vadzokere kuenda kuZimbabwe kuti vaone kuti vangabatsirewo sei munyika ine dambudziko rakanyanya zvikuru munyadzi zveupfumi zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka mabhanga amuna mari vanhu havana mabasa vamwe veZANU-PF vanoti izvi zviri kukonzerwa nenyaya yekuti Zimbabwe yakatemerwa zvirango asi vamwe vachiti aiwa kwete nyaya yeuore ndo yakanganisa nyika Gibbs
yeah kunjalo ke mfowetu we've got some people who are actually on Facebook right now and remember if you want to listen to us on Facebook go to VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona or VOA Ndebele silo umelodi golide chuma utsengkona hello lati sithi unjani khona ngapho melodi golide chuma kuzobuya ke uVirginia Macebo njalo lo bheke impichele labo bathi bakhona khona phesitikini so ngena nje libe banengi sibili kula lo mlevu Ndlovu uti dube kunjani lo munye wakho lo umzali umsakazi uBlessing Zulu ngicela nindinde khona pa ke icingweni umlevu lo uyacela sibili usimdinde umlevu Ndlovu ngumna wakhe ka professor Jonathan Moyo ukona ngale ke kwele Zambia so ucethe simthinde konapha sizazama ukuthi sikutshela ucingo eba umlevu sizo ukuthi uhamba njani singazi ukuthi ke sesilobana icingweni blessing nkulumunye sila yini
mhm tine vamwe va Terry Gibbs vari pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona Zwanai Peter Manunuri arikuti I'm watching and hearing very very clear thank you so much Zwanai and then we have Dean Dongwe who says what's the talk today we are talking about preparations for the elections on the 30th of July and then Wanda Murefu arikuti chamisa chete Priska Kazela arikuti ndapinda Lenmo Maposa arikuti hi Boas Jayaguru Zvirango ndo zviri kukanganisa upfumi ipfungwa dzake idzo
Yes, and we've got Mr. Caston Mateu, who is an MP aspirant in Marondera.
On the MDC Alliance ticket.
Yes, so Mr. Mateu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You sound very energetic. How's Marondera?
Marondera is ready for change.
Mm.
And very cold, I presume.
Yes, it's around 5 degrees here.
Wow.
But Marondera is ready for change. I just spent 5 hours knocking on the doorsteps, and the response is very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's my home area there. I was born and bred in Marondera. We also have our two correspondents in Harare, Chris Gande and Jonga Kandemiri, who are covering the elections there. Good evening, gentlemen.
Singer and Gibbs, and good evening to our viewers and listeners.
Thank you. Yeah. Jonga is on Skype, and Chris is also on Skype. Chris, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How is Washington?
Washington is okay. It's very hot, and I know Harare is very cold.
Very cold indeed.
Yes, so let's start with you, Chris Gande. Tell us about the current situation right now in Zimbabwe concerning the elections.
Yes, Gibbs, there is, of course, some activity, but to be quite honest, the activity is not to the magnitude that you would have expected, especially seeing the number of people who are contesting. There is some, especially in this, within the city center, you know, business as usual, and there are not even those posters because, you know, it's now, there are some places which are now, most places actually, are now illegal to paste those posters. So if you're walking in town, it's like nothing is happening.
Mm. But there are some people from the diaspora who are participating in the polls, right?
Yes, yes, they are. We spoke to Dr. Noah Manyika yesterday, and today we also met some aspirants who are coming from the diaspora.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jonga. Jonga, did you also manage to talk to some Zimbabweans who were based in the diaspora and are contesting in these elections? And what are they saying, and what are their chances?
Well, as Chris has already mentioned, yesterday we had Dr. Noah Manyika of Build Zimbabwe Alliance, and we also had today Ms. Chiwoniso Eni Makulas, who is contesting as an independent candidate in Zengeza West. And speaking with Ms. Makulas, I discovered that the main or the major problem that independent candidates and some of those that are in other parties that may be called minority or small parties is the finance to sponsor their campaigns. And that's one thing she mentioned, because if you look at posters plastered all over some areas in Harare, though it's illegal to plaster campaign posters on buildings, but mostly you see that ZANU-PF and MDCT of Mr. Nelson Chamisa are leading in terms of posters. And looking at vehicles or cars that are being used to campaign, those that you see mainly are ZANU-PF 4x4s and some MGC trucks here and there. So I think that's the main problem that some of our friends in the diaspora are facing, that to contest and win an election, you have to have a sound financial background. And speaking with Ms. Makulas yesterday, she mentioned that some of the people who are going to vote in her constituents, when she goes like on the door-to-door campaign trail, mostly they ask, what have you brought us? Because they are used to some of these political parties that first hand out food, some goodies, and then they ask for your vote. So those are some of the contrasting effects if we compare the established parties and independent candidates.
Yes, ngakayikuba uMateo wathi mbuyele kuwe Chris ngesindebele lapha sike sikhulume sibili ukuthi Baba Gandhi nxa sukhangele sibili ukhetho lwalonyaka kulabantu abavele diaspora abangena kukhetho lolu kodwa ubona ngazani bazayenza njani nxa sokuqathaniswa labantu asebehlala eZimbabwe wabona ukuhlupheka konke lokho.
Kunzima Gibbs lapha nxa sikhangela bona laba abavela diaspora lapha ngoba baqala ngokukhala ngokuthi bathiwa ikakhulu labo abakhokhela amabandla abafana lo mnumzana uMnoa Manyika othi yena babona ungani entathele zindawo zihle zithi bona they are smaller parties, okuhle kuba nike bakungabaniki idlawuzane ngoba nxa sebehle bathiwa hhayi ngamabandla amancane lawo njalo le mali abantu babecabangela ukuthi abantu bavela kudiaspora laba kusho ukuthi kubale mali yiko nxa bekhankasa laphana bayababuza abanye ukuthi hawu. So manje njengoba livela khonale kudiaspora ikakhulu e-America khona ngakho okulungiswa lona i-US dollar le alisiphathelanga yini okuncane. So yizezindu babahlangana lazo.
Aha, ubambe khonapho-ke mfokasitela ungayikatshana. So all what he's saying is that the money issue, you know, like what Jonga actually mentioned, that some people are saying, what do you bring for us? You know, like as if you are landing at an airport in Nigeria. So, yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Bateu. Mr. Bateu, are you experiencing the same problems? Are you able to campaign freely?
Yes. I mean, as you know, Marondera is very much, because I'm in Marondera Central, which is Marondera Urban. So it's very much of an MDC stronghold. MDC Alliance stronghold. So yes, I'm actually using people from our party structures to help me in the door-to-door campaign.
But MDC lost in the previous elections, Mr. Mateo. How can you say it's your stronghold?
Well, you have to understand that we actually won the presidential election in 2013, despite the rigging. So our late president, Morgan Tsvangirai, actually defeated Mugabe in 2013 in Marondera Central. We lost the House of Assembly election by a mere 500 votes. So, if you, all things considered, it is actually an MDC Alliance stronghold. And this time around, there's also the difference that the sitting MP, who is Lawrence Katsiru, was defeated in the ZANU-PF primary. So we have a whole new candidate from ZANU-PF which makes it all, again, a very good constituent for us.
Let's look at the resources. Many people are complaining that they don't have the resources. How were you able to marshal resources to launch your campaign?
Resources are a problem for sure, because obviously campaigning takes everything out of you. I was able to save a few resources myself before, obviously, I left the UK in March for to fight both primary and now the general election. But as you know, our party is not in government, and we don't have much money. But we are still, I'm getting a few donations here and there from friends, and that's keeping me up, the whole process.
Thank you, Mr. Mateo. Please do stay on the line.
And what about public demands, Mr. Mateo? You know, when you are from the UK, people are thinking that you've got a lot of pounds. And you are saying that you saved a bit of pounds. So, what are you giving them? Are you giving them a bit of money? Say, vote for me.
No, I'm not.
Right. Right.
You know, the funny thing is that I'm asking people the truth. You know, as a party, we don't actually have money, and I don't have any pounds anymore. People who actually have money are from the NPF, who are pouring thousands and thousands every day into their constituency.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mateo. Do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, the Diaspora Forum, and we are talking about the crucial elections on July 30th. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Caston Mateo, MP aspirant, Marondera Central, and we also have our two reporters reporting from Harare, Chris Gande and Jonga Kandemiri. Let's go back to Jonga. Now, Jonga, talking about resources, you know, in America, of course, the same issue arises during elections. The 2014 Senate race, for example, it ended up gobbling about $1.1 billion. But here there are these fundraisings that go on. GoFundMe candidates are able to fundraise like what President Obama, former President Obama did, shattering most of the records in terms of raising money for campaigning. But in Zimbabwe, this should be very different and difficult, with unemployment estimated to be 90%.
That's true, and I think I would like to add on what Mr. Mateo just said. Most of these candidates had saved a little, and because of the high cost of living in Zimbabwe, it ends up being a little, very little, from little to very, very little. So in the end, you won't achieve your goals. And that's where you need now these campaign sponsors. But unfortunately, the economy doesn't allow for that. So vazhinji vanenge vakupesera kuti kana anga ine kana pfuma yake ombotengesa pfuma iyo kuti akwanise kupedza rwendo rwaanenge atanga rwekuda kukwikwidza. Saka ndo dambudziko ravari kusangana naro. Ndinorangarira kana chiri chokwadi imwe posta yakambobuda yemumwe ari kukwikwidza kune rimwe dunhu muno muZimbabwe. Akanga akaita zvekutonyora nepenzura kana neballpoint
kudrowa
symbol kudrowa symbol yebato rake. Munhu ane chido chekukwikwidza. He is someone who wants to be a representative of his people. But for him to even have to print maybe 2-3 posters, he couldn't, so he had to use the magic mark. So those are some of the challenges that people are facing. Asi ukaona mapato anenge aine mari ukatarisa zvakaita sezano PF, motikari dzaunoona dzavainadzo, ukuratidza kuti bato iroro, kana kuti hatingafungidziri kuti vanhu vari kukwidza ndo vari kukwanisa kuzvisponsa. I think vanenge vachitowana sponsorship from the party, unlike some of these parties that are contesting. Most of these are their candidates. They have to fund themselves.
Now, coming to you, Gande, we see that you've been here in America and you are now in Zimbabwe right now. You're covering this election. How difficult is it for a person who has been living here to actually fit into that society? Put yourself in the shoes of a candidate that is from here and is campaigning there.
Well, it's very difficult because, first of all, you notice that here in Zimbabwe, we don't look at the issues of the candidates. It's more of where that candidate, which party he belongs to. So this has been something which appears to be, some people of course have been saying that this is a different election, people are looking at the issues, but it doesn't look like that, because the first thing they look at is this candidate belongs to which party before they even think of even attending, whether it's a rally, a meeting, or whatever. So that is one of the sticking points in this election that I see is very different from the one that we witnessed, the ones that we have witnessed in the United States.
Kodwa nxa sesikhangela sibili Baba Gandhi, ukuthi nxa umuntu engena khonapho njengoba sitsho ukuthi into yemali le abantu babesithi kathi phela mfowethu usiphathelene. So manje nxa kunguwe sibili ungezwa ufuthelana kumbe ungakhuluma njani lo muntu otsho njalo. Ukuthi umkhombise ukuthi hayi phela asikhulumi ngemali la mvotela.
Yiko kakhulu engikutshoyo khonoko ukuthi bona vele khonapho nxa uvele ungumuntu ovela emazweni bahle baqala ngokukhangela khonoko ukuthi wena uvela emazweni kutsho ukuthi ule mali. Abasakakhangeli imilayezelo yakho, bekhangele lokuthi kahle kahle kuyini okuthembisa uZulu. Lokhu bakulalela ngendlebe yodwa, ngoba kukhanya into abasebeqakathekisa bengeza ukuthi wena uvela emazweni yimali.
Hayi, siyabonga Gandhi, ubambe khonapho ungakhatshana mfowethu. Blessa,
tinenge tine mumwe muteereri tisati tadzokera kuna vamateu avakokezi kuBotswana. Makadi?
Tiripo makadi henyu baba.
Aiwa, tiri nani pari sei paBotswana?
Baba, Botswana pari nani, tiri kungotambura sevanhu vari kupotera.
Aiwa, zvichanaka chete.
Handizi.
Tipe pfungwa dzenyu tinzwe panyaya yesarudzo dziri kuuya idzi.
Ndamuchiti panyaya yesarudzo idzi, nyaya yekuti mabhalosi arigwa havachinje nyaya yaka x vaise kwechu vaise macho kuti kwechu noti x, tione kuti kana zvichinja zvinhu zvazvo zvochinja sei, zvichabuda zviri sei. Because kana vaisa watermark yavo vachiita kuti chaita x, ukaitwa maki chete yokumaka chete kungafaki maki kuphela ngani ngumuntu emaki yekusayizibhuku kuyaphuma sokulo mehlo, kuyaphuma ibharo paper sedlama maka ngu-2. So yikho bendisithi ochamisa bangayekeli ukuya kuma-elections, abahambe kuma-elections kodwa aba-advocate ukuthi imaki ka-x le kayikhutshwe kufakwe eyinye, amabhalothi angamakwa ngu-x.
Kodwa ke nxa kunjalo kuyikuthi u-x lo uyamagreta phela, ungaze ufake ukhwetshu kumbe u-x kumbe udwebe umakiti, anti kumele kuphume kuhambe, akunjalo?
Kuzaphuma kuhambe, but antsho ukhwetshu uyathi ukhwetshu ibhokisi uphume. So kuyaphuma loka ukhwetshu uyasale lokete ekhwetshu ngale
kumanje wabusithi kuyabutshaya ukhwetshu ngabowangona ekandidetini yakho,
ekandidetini yakho kuchamisa, kuchamisa. Thina vele sifuna kuvotela uchamisa ngoba laba bantu vele ukwenza kwabo kuyamangalisa ukuthi la mhla siloko sikhuluma ngabantu abasapoti izalo ngemva kokudubeka umhlaba wonke lo isikhathi gcwela amazwe ngenxa yezano. Omunye umuntu uthi khona kungavotela izano, kuyamangalisa kakhulu lokhu.
Ye, kodwa nxa sukhangele laba abavele diaspora abakhankasayo ukuthi bavotelwe, bazayenza njani wena ngombono wakho?
Hayi, vele nxa ungela party abavela kudiaspora nxa bengene kuparty baright, but nxa ungene kuMDC Alliance hayi uzavotelwa. Kodwa nxa uhembe wathi uyazimela wedwa uyabudlalisa imali yakho shuwa.
Hayi,
uyabulahla imali sibili.
Ye, phosela ukugcina khonapho mnumzana.
Mina ngithi maZimbabwe amahle, asihambeni sike sikhuphe indlala le eselizweni, sikhupheni izanu. Siyayazi ukuthi udwele uthi yizanu, akulo olunye udwe silalo yizanu kuphela. MaZimbabwe asihambeni sikhuphe izanu sifake MDC Alliance, siqalise into ezintsha. Abadala laba bonke bafundela ukudiliza, baye empini bafundisa ukudiliza, abakwazi ukwakha. akula mutoko atreno kwanisa kuti angatrenwa itreni iphume ikhanda lakhe bafundisa kuti delize inoto kasimithi baloko bafuna kuti delize yaba bakwazi kuti bamele benzeni so haya bake basize bazalwana
hayi sibongile kakhulu ke kokheso baba ungadinwa lokusasa eh.
All right,
yeah, well, cool. So he says he's making a proposal. You know that you know when people are voting, they should put a tick instead of an X.
Mm-hmm.
You know this is migrating X thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go briefly. Kuna vamateu tata tura mumtereri. Vamateu, tsuko na magatwa dano iri kuti murauzo kira ku Zimbabwe. Sei makafunga kuda.
Le usinda kafunga kuti no. Let me go and try to apply zvimwe zvinhu zvandika dzidza inini ku UK. Handiti ndichiona kubudirira kwakaita UK, ndichiona transformation in UK in terms of service delivery, ye council yechi nekuenda ku Zimbabwe kuona kuti musiyano wacho wakanyanya kukura. I took it upon myself kuti no, let me go back ndite an agent for change.
I want to know tenda vamateu tichadzoka futi kwamurira mbai muri parunare tine mwe muteereri. We've got Wilbert in the UK. Wilbert, good evening.
Oh, hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Thank you so much. Your thoughts?
Well, I've got a problem with the opposition people.
Mm-hmm.
I think on one hand they are saying they're contesting these elections.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they keep complaining that the elections are being rigged.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot keep on going round and round in circles. You've got to make up your mind. It's either the elections are being rigged, and therefore then you should not participate in them until the reforms are implemented, or you believe the elections are free, fair, and credible, and therefore then you're participating.
Mm-hmm.
I really have a problem with that. I think this is one area where the likes of Nelson Chamisa, Tendai Biti, and so forth have not been coming and telling us, the people, the position. On one hand, they seem to be saying these elections are being rigged, and yet they're still continuing to participate. Mm-hmm. That is totally unacceptable.
Since we have Mr. Mateu from the Alliance, I think he can get angry on behalf of his party. Mr. Mateu.
Yes. Now, it is the responsibility and the right of every citizen, including us in the MDC Alliance, to participate in the election. Now, what we are saying is we are not going to boycott these elections because we know and we've got evidence that there's rigging which wants to take place. We are going to fight to ensure that there is no rigging that takes place. So what we have been doing so far is exposing every mechanism that they want to use to rig. So in doing that, it means that we are now minimizing the impact of that rigging taking place. There is no way we are going to give ZANU-PF a free ride. We are going to make sure, we want to make sure that these elections are free, credible elections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want a boycott simply because they want to rig them. We are going to fight to the nail, to the tooth, to make sure that at least when these elections actually happen on the 30th of July, all our issues have been ironed out.
Mkoma Wilbert, does that answer your question?
Well, the issues are ironed out by the 30th of July, and that's about 2 weeks' time. So it's trying to tell us that, take for instance, one of the biggest problems is the failure to produce a clean and verifiable voters' roll. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us that ZEC is going to clean up the voters' roll in 2 weeks? This is what is so amazing about MDC. You know, this is totally unrealistic. Do you seriously want to tell us that reforms will be implemented in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Wilbert, if I may ask a question, would you blame those who are saying ZEC must simply do what is constitutional? Because, for example, before the nomination court took place, ZEC was supposed to produce a voters' roll, which it did not do. That's why there are all these complaints. And by the way, it's not only the MDC Alliance that is complaining. I'm sure you heard 2 days ago the Thokozani Kupe led MDCT, also complaining that up to now the elections are about to come. They don't even have a specimen of the ballot, and they don't know what to tell their people. And I've talked to Mayim Juru. She has also been complaining about the way the elections are being conducted. It's only ZANU-PF that seems to be saying that it is okay with what ZEC is doing.
Yes, but that is precisely the point, because mm-hmm. it brings us back to 2018. Mm-hmm. SADC told Morgan Tsvangirai and his fellow MDC leaders mm-hmm. that they should not participate in the
SADC never said that, actually.
Without reforms. And
Mr. Ulbert
didn't listen.
SADC never said Tsvangirai must not participate in the elections. That's fake news.
Well, I'm only quoting Ibo Mandaza, who was at the Maputo summit.
SADC, I think it actually clarified its position to say it never urged anyone not to participate, but that they must institute reforms.
Yes, okay. Even if we accept what SADC didn't say that, mm-hmm. but the point is, if you don't have meaningful reforms mm-hmm. and the same vote rigging that we saw in 2008 is mm-hmm. repeated, mm-hmm. what is the point?
Uh-huh.
Sure, what happened in 2008 should be the benchmark where we say, well, if ZANU-PF can do all these things, there's no point in us pretending that we can defeat them. Because if you can recount the votes in 6 weeks, and I believe Mugabe's admission, mm-hmm. or he didn't mean to admit it, that Morgan Tsvangirai had 173%. And it took 6 weeks to recount 3.5 million votes. You can see that there was definitely something going on. So if they've got the capacity to change 73% to 47% to force a runoff, you say to yourself, are we really being realistic that we can still contest those elections and win them?
Mm-hmm. I think, thank you, Mkoma Wilbert. Just Mr. Mateo, just respond briefly. Want to go to the next caller. Wilbert is insisting that you are wasting your time. I mean, you had all this this time to actually ensure that those reforms are made. You didn't do anything. It's only now 13 days to go. You are still clamoring for reforms. Are you not just wasting your time?
I think it's unfair to say that we have been doing nothing. I think we are on record every single day talking about these reforms. We even tabled all the reforms that we want ZEC to implement. We have been doing that time and time and time again. Some of them, of course, like BVR and so on, these are things that we have been crying for a long time. Of course, there are other reforms that they keep negating, things like media reforms. Of course, now we are using things like Studio 7 and other channels who are giving us air. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, most of the reforms, the critical reforms on the ballot paper or the voters' roll, those they have been negating. But what we are saying is we are going to keep fighting to ensure that even though they have put these mechanisms in place, we are going to make sure that only those who vote are the votes that are counted on election day. That is what we are fighting for. That is why we are repeatedly drawing people's attention to what is happening on the ballot paper and the voters' roll.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mateo Gibbs.
Yes, just briefly on Facebook, we've got Busani Mbusontini, who says, if you put a tick instead of an X on your ballot paper, that would be a spoiled ballot. Mm-hmm. And then Charles Mafana suggests that, why not put a person's face mm-hmm. or a candidate's face on where you're supposed to tick? That's a difficult one. Mm-hmm. Decent, also Ohio. Mr. Decent, good evening and welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to make a submission on the last caller, Mr. Wobet.
Go ahead.
Yes, I think it's really out of touch with the reality of our politics back home in Zimbabwe. If I remember very well, since 2016, there have been demonstrations on this very issue of, you know, ZEC failing to do its job. You know, I remember NERA was formed for that very purpose. So for someone to come on, you know, radio and then say these people are starting, you know, to make demands 13 days before the election, it's surprising. It really shows that perhaps that, I mean, he's a stooge. I mean, he's not aware of what is really happening back home.
But what would you suggest?
Maybe what he's saying is that, you know, there might be voter apathy, because if the opposition continues to say, oh, it's not, the election will be rigged, people might end up saying, so why should we go and vote? That's what he's saying, that are you not discouraging your people from voting?
At the same time, we must acknowledge that, you know, the situation that we find ourselves in Zimbabwe is very tricky. There is no easy choice, because if they don't send that message, then we risk, you know, legitimizing an otherwise sham election. So we must balance. We must know that there is no easy choice. I mean, even myself, I wouldn't want to be like, you know, in Chamisa's position like now, because I know it's very, very difficult. There is no easy choice. But here's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
If we are following developments of the past week, you know, where ZEC, you know, that Roskamp, you know, debacle,
mm-hmm.
where ZEC is saying one thing, the police is saying the other thing. It's now clear, it's very clear that ZEC is not in control of this process. And that's where the button ends. There's nothing to discuss. ZEC is not in control of this entire process. So what I would suggest is, if Chamisa wants to really win this election, then he has to push. He has to push. I mean, he simply has to bite the bullet. There is no ways he can actually find himself in the state house, given what is really happening. Because I was following those developments, and I came to a conclusion that there is nothing. It's just that maybe the military or somewhere else, you know, ZEC is not in control. So this is what I think. But I agree with you. There is no easy choice for Chamisa, because remember, we have 23 presidential contestants, and most of which, you know, are creations of ZANU-PF.
Thank you so much, Decent. Thank you so much, and have a lovely day.
Won't agree with you that the 23, most of them are a creation of ZANU-PF. I think every Zimbabwean has a right to contest, even Mr. Dube can join the presidential race.
Yes, but you know, in some cases you have Dube, and Dube.
It's okay. The constitution allows you to.
Which is very good.
Yeah.
Because the constitution is an open letter to say, do this.
And yes, anyone can get contest.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe let's go to Chonga or Chris. Yeah.
To dzoka kwamuri totanga na Chonga. Murikuzwa zvekutaurwa nevamwe panyaya yekuti MDC yopinda musarudzo here nevamwe vanopikisa kana kuti kutambisa nguva vanhu vari kutiwo kudii nemabatirwo ari kuitwa sarudzo neZEC?
Vandambotaura navo nenyaya iyoyo vanga vachitaura nyaya yekuti MDC inogona, kana kutoti MDCT yavachamisa inogona kutaura kuti hatichapinde musarudzo nekuti pane zvakati nezvakati nezvakati. Hanzi mutemo unobvumidza kuti vamwe vari kukwikwidza vanogona kuenda kumatare dzimhosva kunotaura kuti aiwa, isisi tiri kudai di kupinda nemamiriro akaita zvinhu musarudzo. Saka panenge paine pfungwa mbiri ipapo dzekuti bato reMDCT rinopedza rakuti tobuda here kana kuti tokwikwidza asi tichipikisa tirimo.
So Gandhi, baba nasukangele abantu abanjengo umnumzana uNelson Chamisa undikela khuluma laye khona ngapho wathi ukuthi bazahambisa udaba lolu lesadiki kodwa ke abakaphuzi yini Gandhi ukuthi bakwenze khona
ubuziwe sibilunguzona lo ukuthi hawu njengoba isikhathi sesedlule lina lithini ngalokho wathi hayi macebo balawo okwenza ukuthi kungehlula bamise ukhetho ngoba yena uthi hayi abasoze bephume ukhetho uthi ukhetho bayalumisa ngoba nxa kungalungiswanga khona okwaba kufunayo bafuna ukhetho lumiswa ayikhona ukuthi baphume kukhetho ukhetho bazangena. Okunye njalo okukhanya kungani kuzayehlula ikhona uyakhuluma ukuthi khona silamanyathelo esizawathatha kodwa kawavezi uthe ebuzwa yena ukuthi manyathelo bani kathi vele lizawathatha wathi hayi asisoze siwaveze emphakathini So okunye okunjalo iko okungani akuziseke ukuthi udaba lolu bafuna luhanjiswe njani phambili ngoba nxa bekhuluma kuzwakala ungani bathi bona siyaphuma kukhetho. Kodwa ngelinye icele ngapha nxa ebuzwa ukuthi oh liyaphuma ukuthi hayi thina asiphume asithi siyaphuma ekhethweni ukhetho belazi sozolenziwa.
Kodwa abantu bathini kanti abantu ngokwabo?
Abantu ngokwabo labo bangani into yakhona yabaphica le ngoba abasakwazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo ngoba nxa betshela ukuthi hayi ukhetho lolu abasatshelwa ubuziwe sibini umnumzana Thamisa ukuthi kathi ingani lingathathi isikhathi sona lesi esisele esincane lifundisa abalandeli benu ukuthi ukhetho ukuze sinqobe siyenze lokhu lalokho kodwa sebeqinisa ngokuthi akulungise lokhu okulungiswayo. Okokuthi abantu bathi bona hayi nxa kunjalo kungani akusazwisiseka. Labanye abalandeli bakhe besibili kade bekhona emhlanganweni lo kade ukhona izolo bakhulumile labo bathi kathi manje lapha sekuyathiwani siqhubeke sinjalo siyenza khona lokhu okukhulunywayo ukuthi sibe silokhu silwisana le daba lokuthi akulungiswe lokhu lalokhu kumbe siphume siye ebantwini sibafundise ukuthi khona hayi ukhetho solubuyile. Solufikile sokusela amalanga nje angu-12 ijumi elambili ukuphela ukuthi kuyiwe kukhetho asifundiseleni sikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bayivota ngoba kathesi abantu bazaba amadolonzima becine bengasayivota sebebona ngani vele ukhetho vele hayi ikudlalisa isikhathi.
So in brief, Gande is saying, you know, there's a bit of confusion and people are getting confused about what the MTC Alliance is saying. Are they going in or they're out? Like what the caller said, you know, he says this is really, really confusing. So there's need for some kind of education and a way forward for the people to know exactly what they should do. So maybe that confusion is causing a lot of havoc.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Diaspora Forum. And we have our guest, Caston Mateu, MDC Alliance, Member of Parliament, aspirant for Marondera Central. We also have two of our reporters who have been dispatched to Harare, that is Jonga Kademiri and Christopher Gande. They'll be giving us live updates every day until and after the elections. They will still be in Harare giving us a fresh perspective of what is happening there. Gibbs, we have caller, some callers. Tina Nkoba Jabulani wa Botswana Magadi.
Yenyu.
Parisi pa Botswana.
Aiwa, tiripo yedu pano pa Botswana.
Handiti katipewo pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya yesarudzo idzi.
Nyaya yesarudzo iyi mahwani. Tiri kurwadziwa mwoyo kwazvo nekuti varume ava havana tsitsi nemhuri yavo. Makatarisisa mukaona kuti vanoziva kuti they've got so many ways of leaking the elections. And they've promised vane Zimbabwe vanotoziva kuti pane mukana akanyanyisa chazvo ZANU-PF ichiliga maelections. Right now izvozvo izvi hapana munhu angabvuma unopinda maelections kana chamisa wacho kana navamwe vari kukwikwidza kuti vari unopinda mugraund vanyatsa kuziva kuti mumwe munhu ane simbi kumashure indobvuma kunopinda mumba kuti unorwa boxini mumwe munhu aine simbi kumashure ndinorohwata. Saka pane zvimwe zvindotanga dambori complaina ndinocherechedza kuti marefere make sure kuti vaseta munhu zvandobvutsirana kuti tiri kunorwa fair here. Ndozvozvofanira kuzive zvinotarisiwa izvozvezvo nokuti hakuna munhu angangobvuma kuti unopinda maelections vanhu vachiziva kuti vamaelections anogara achingorigwa nguva dzose. And avari
kutaurakuti
matauro avari kuita vari kutaura vakatsigirawo bato rekwavo endotanzinyi zvavaita zvi vari sei vari kucompaina vachinokampaina kukampaina tinofanira vanofanira kucampaina obviously. Last time MDC yakahwina vakaramba kunyatsa kuramba chaiko chaiko kuti hatidi kuvapa zvigaro asi MDC yakahwina nanhasi uno so singova ingori imwe chete iyoyo nokuti varipo pari izvozvi ZANU-PF haina kuchinja. Mukatarisisa zvinhu zvazvi chamisa mwana mudiki afanira kutonga nyika mazuva akatonga vana Mugabe vana Mamujuru iwo vana chivenga chaiva varipo ndiwanga ari mayouth acho vari kuma40 years kuma36 kuma25 vana Mamujuru ito ari mayouth asi nhasi odanza azi Zimbabwe aitongwe nemwana mudiki pakudii iwo vacho ndiwanga acho mayouth acho ezanupf vatora nyika vachitonga nyika nhasi vava madhara vezanupf ranzi madhara ngaaramba vari panyanga chavagona chii asi unowu nyika yafanira kuchinjwa utora vana vavo chainyange zanupf wacho ngaaende pamberi atungamire nyika atonge nyika nyika ienze mberi nhasi mberi yedu Zimbabwe haina kana mari yayo kana wani kana senda tikatoti tushandisa mari yedu tushandisa mari dzimwe nyika dzekunze saizvo zvinotorwadza moyo kuti ngapaitewo pundutso paite something zvinoitika zvanotoivika wina futi pari zvinozvi tiri kuenda kupi 40 years here vana vezimbabwe tichitambura muzimbabwe musina kana mari asi vakuru varipo ipapapapo vanototidzira nyaya yayo kuti ngatitambure bedzi havana kana mari yemuzimbabwe iripo pari zvinozvi so mari yakasvika pakupera kuti pfu
asi muri kuenda unovhota here mukomajabulani musi wa 30
handitomboregera kana zvinoitwa free and fair handisinoregera kunovhota ndakatoregesa kuvhota
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukomajabulani kupinda muchirongwa chete regai torewa muvateereri
tinotenda
zvikuru that's there Jabulani is saying that you know the MDC has every right to demand free and fair elections and he says you know he's seriously concerned by reports attributed to Mr. Douglas Mahia, who allegedly said that Chamisa is too young to rule and he will not be permitted to do that. Of course, you know, we talked to Mr. Mahia, we'll call him to clarify those remarks. But he's saying that that kind of attitude is really bad. And he's saying that when ZANU-PF came into power, the Mujurus were in their 20s. The Chiwengas were also very young. Those were the youths then. Nobody said they cannot be leaders. So he's saying they should allow the youth to take over, not only in the MDC alliance, but even in ZANU-PF itself, because he's saying that they failed to deliver.
Let's go to Mr. Mateo. Mr. Mateo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am there.
Let's talk about your own campaign. Your own campaign is based on what the president of the MDC alliance is all about. And one of the issues is the bullet trains. In Marondera, what I know is that there are several bridges that were swept away by floods. In Marondera, I know that there are so many potholes. In Marondera, I know that some people don't have food on their table today. So how do you start by giving a person a bullet train than food, than clothes? Those basics. So can you justify why the party is going along that kind of route?
I think we have to be a people with a vision. I'll tell you what. Just yesterday, in Nigeria, they were introducing a metro lines. They introduced bullet trains in Nigeria just yesterday. So it seems that Zimbabweans, we tend to take ourselves back. We don't think forward. We don't think, we're not visionaries. Now, what our president, Nelson Chamisa, is doing is he is a visionary. He is looking beyond. We are not saying that tomorrow, if we get in, the next day, we are putting bullet trains. No, we understand that for us to put bullet trains, we must have the right infrastructure. We must have the right rail line. That is what we are going to do. We are going to fix the current infrastructure. We are going to fix those boreholes that you're talking about. We are going to build those bridges that you're talking about. Then we are going to build a network of rail lines for trains. And yes, we are going to get there to have bullet trains.
Thank you so much. And we are, I'm told that we've got a caller on the line. Ubaba Mlevu Ndlovu, ukhona ngale ke kwele Zambia. Baba Mlevu Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, dube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngathi undingela uprofessor uzangumdinge phela. Into uyabona Mlevu?
Uprofessor ukhona, hayi, sikajisile. Izanu PF yabulala baba. Ngiyela ngasathi manje.
Yeah, kodwa hayi, sizakhuluma lawe, sikaqeda uhlelo. Namuntu ukukhetho solukhona kulabantu abavele eDiaspora. Abancintisa kwale Zimbabwe. Wena ukubona njani konke lokhu njalo lokwenza kwale Zimbabwe? Changa amafutshane ba.
EZimbabwe duwe avela kusoze kube right. Yabona iZanu PF ivele lesitoti zonawo ngwayo. Anje yabona ukuthi manje kathesi iyala ukuthi abantu bebona ama-ballot paper. Iyala ukuthi abantu bebona ukuthi amaphepha aprintwa nga. Ilesitoti. Kulesitoti vele ukuvota ikwenza nje kodwa ke mina ngikhuthaza abantu bemphakazi ukuthi abantu bemathebeleni ukuthi umthwakazi usevukile manje asihambeni ngomthwakazi sitsheni senzeni njenge-EFF engene ephalamende
ubona ni kuyasebenza yini ngoba abanye bathi umthwakazi ufuna ilizwe liqunywe phela so abanye bangani bayatshiselwa ngakhonokho
no kumele iqala ingene ephalamende ingangena ephalamende siyangena siyabangena duze uyabona ungakhangela i-EFF ukuthi yenzani manje EFF ingena kancane kancane lamakhampani nje egola amanye ungabayithuselukuthi yabi izi-EFF uzobona bethuka yabona. So ayikuvotela ama-president uhlala ngesikhathi hayi vanithi uyagcina nalapho uzambulala hayi abantu ngomphakathi.
Yes, yakuzabulevu. Sibonge kakhulu umnumzana ongadinela kusasa baba.
Dube.
Yeah, sibongele umlevu.
Ngicela ukuphuma kancane esihlokweni baba. Ngifuna ungitholele lo baba ukuthi ongiphoki mangwana nalo uthuma lo ezalo PF labo. Ile mbuzo yabo iqondane labo ispecial.
Hayi, zabadinga umnumzana umlevu. Ngibonge kakhulu.
Siyabonga
Dube. Okay, bye bye. Siboneke ukuthi siloba nomunye ixhumane.
Of course, Gibbs, Chris and Jonga had a prior engagement, so we will release them for now so that they can go on another assignment. Let's start with Chris first. Chris, just your last word. How is the environment like in Harare?
Well, the environment, as I said earlier, it's surprisingly not as hectic as one would have expected, considering the period that we are in. It's just like 12 days away from the election. You would have thought, you know, you'd be seeing people everywhere with T-shirts and sloganeering and all that. It's so quiet. And, of course, we haven't had the chance to go to the outskirts, but in the city center itself, it's really, I mean, you can't tell there's an election in 12 days.
Jonga, your last word, it's not tense, right? No, unlike in previous elections where there was a lot of violence even in the city.
Zandiri kunzwa nje kuti hongu hakuna violence yekurwisana asi kushungurudzana mupfungwa. Kune kuri kunzi kuri kuwanda munzvimbo dzakawanda zvikuru kumaruwa kuri kunzi vamwe vakatotanga kutoudzwa kunzi unotaura kuti hatigone kunyora asi zvinhu zvisati zvateverwa kuti tione kuti icho kwadere kana kuti kwete asi ndo mashoko atambenge tichinzwa pamusangano waitwa vatori venhau masikati ndo dzimwe nyaya dzasimudzwawo ipapo vamwe vanga vachitaurawo kuti ndo zvavari kutambira zvikuru vanotarisa mashandiro anoita vatori venhau nemapindiro anoita nhau. There's the psychological warfare where people are being intimidated to by a certain party to claim that they are illiterate, so they should be assisted when it comes to voting. And also the issue of some traditional leaders, especially village heads, Masabu. Some of the reports that we got are that some of these are telling people what to do and how they can meet and assemble and go together on the day of voting. Vanosangana voungana voenda sebhuku saka zvinoshorwa kuti sabhuku anogona kunga aitori nemazita evanhu kuda kuona kuti kandemiri hatina kumubata. Saka iwo unofanira kuzotsanangura kuti chakaitika musi wesabhuku wakanga usipo kana wanga waenda kunoratidza kana kurapisa mwana waenda kuona kuti usve waduku wanga uri ndonyaya dzimwe dzata hatichinzwa asi ekutaura chokwadi sezvataurwa nemumwe wangu naChris muguta munomu ibusiness as usual.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru tichanzwa kana mapinda mune dzimwe nzvimbo kuti zviri kufamba sei. But thank you so much, Jonga. And
yes, before I go, you know, there was an exciting event today where they were actually launching an association for women. They call it Women Against Violence in the Election or something like that. I might not be naming it correctly. And there was the Zimbabwe Peace Project coming together with the Zimbabwe Republic Police, the Swedish government, and one or two other organizations. So when I spoke to the ZPP, they were saying it's quite exciting. Remember, Justina Mkoko, the leader of the ZPP at one stage, was abducted. But now they are together with the ZRP. So it was something quite exciting.
Remarkable. It really shows that things are changing, what President Mnangagwa wants to call a new dispensation. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us. We hope to hear from you again tomorrow. And, of course, our morning bulletin at 6 a.m. We hope we'll be able to talk to them about what is happening in Harare. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, gentlemen. And I think we'll... Yes, bye-bye, guys. We think I think we've got a caller. And by the way, that word dispensation, eh?
Dispensation.
Can I do that again?
Dispensation.
You tried. So slow Baba Washington and Lobo or Setumani. Baba Washington Lobo Jan. Spirit Akulum for it too. Akutu Kutuena is okay to Uzbona Jan in John Zimbabwe is in Geno Ket. Washington Love gonna have a bulima. What you have said about
Papa? Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that is Mr. Ndlovu. He's saying people have voted already. I mean, yeah, so he's not happy that Mr. Chamisa was not given a chance, and other people to actually view the printing of the ballot papers.
Mm-hmm.
Ballot papers, I think that's where the issue is.
Yeah, indeed. Mm. Let's go back to Mr. Mateo now, Mr. Unfortunately, we are being told that
His
phone dropped. We'll try to get in touch with him, but unfortunately, time is running out to do that. Now, Gibbs, talking about the issue of the ballot papers, you know what they did in Zambia the last time they did an election, 2014? The ballots were printed in Dubai. So all political parties went there. To monitor the printing, and after the ballots had been printed, they all came back together on the same plane with their ballots, and they went to a place where they were being stored. So all political parties were ensuring that the ballots were not tampered with. But in Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission chairperson is saying, of course, if the parties had wanted that to be done, they should have put that in the electoral laws or in the country's constitution. It's not there.
Yes.
So she's simply saying that she is following the constitution
to the letter.
To the letter. But of course, the opposition parties are saying that no, the constitution calls for a free and fair and a credible election, and the ZEC must also be seen to be ensuring that everyone is satisfied with the election.
With that blessing, sorry Zimbabweans, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Caston Mateu, an MP aspirant in Marondera, standing in there for the MTC Alliance led by Nelson Chamisa. We thank also our reporters, Jonga Kandemiri and Chris Kande, they are in Harare. They will be briefing us as we go towards the elections. Starting off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Don't forget to listen to our morning bulletin at 6 a.m. Good night.